Okay, welcome everyone. We're gonna go ahead and get going here. Good group of people tuned in, and I actually am pretty excited about this study. Boy, we're trying to gear it towards a Zoom audience, and I think it's going to be good. So, just a couple words before we begin. Great to see all of you, Tim. Boy, really cool to see you. You came through surgery okay?
Getting there. It's a slow process, but it's getting better.
He's not lifting both arms quite yet.
All right. Well, I'm glad the surgery went
well. If he does as good as his mother-in-law, well, then
yeah.
She very true. So she's like bionic 94-year-old. Like, it's crazy.
I know it. She was wonderful.
That's good to be here.
So we're here at church. And we don't have your pictures up on the wall, but I want to let you know that Jonathan Holroyd is here. I want to thank him for some of these technical helps. This is actually really complicated to do what we're doing through this medium. So you'll see that in just a second. Oscar's also here. I want to thank Oscar for his help as well. We're prepping for the service that is at 11 o'clock here at church as well. So through the month of January, you can just count on this connection, 9:30 a.m. With this Bible study, Anxious for Nothing. And then at 11 o'clock, we've got a drive-in service that's going to be live. I mean, we're doing everything you can imagine. Then also, we have a recorded online service that is getting shared each Sunday morning as well. So it's pretty incredible all the avenues we're going to just kind of
hear people and
get them plugged in.
Yep. Is the service televised at the 11?
No, the service at 11 is just live for the people that are here.
Okay.
But know that there's a recorded service also posted that is fresh and new every single Sunday.
Okay.
That's
Thank
recorded.
You.
That's what you're getting there. Yep. Yep.
Thank you.
The live one is a drive-in.
The live one's a drive-in, so you're hearing it through the radio, 103.5 in the parking lot. So we're not expecting huge crowds, but also, my goodness, we're just doing everything we can to get a connection with our people. And so I'm just so thankful for the power, you know, that we have not missed one Sunday through the pandemic and have really tried to reach people in the best way we can and the safest way as well. So, just a couple updates too, and then we'll jump in. First off, got news this morning. Kay shared with me that, Jim Rean's brother, Jack, died. That was fairly unexpected, although he wasn't feeling great over the last week. So we're going to uplift him in prayer, Jim and his family. And that was his only living sibling, I believe, left. Also, Don Lewin passed away this week. He is Linda Sherman's father. He was on our homebound list. He died early Thursday morning. Just so you know, my practice is not to go into homes to give communion, but you come to church. If you ever want communion, I will serve communion. But my pledge to our congregation is to make sure that no one, when they are close to death, dies alone, that they have a connection of some sort, that they receive the sacrament. So I was able to visit Don the night before he died in the Willamette Springs. And I also got to see Jenny Held in that moment, too. So I got my eyes fixed on Jenny, which was good to see her. So she looked pretty good. And then also, I would share Lou Rank also passed away this week. I believe that was Tuesday, or was that a week and a half? I can't remember. Nope, that was a week and a half ago. So there isn't going to be a service for Lou Rank as of yet. Just want to share that with everyone. Okay. Anything that you'd like to share going on in your life before we begin?
All right. Just because?
Yep, just because.
Garth died 6 years ago today.
sorry.
6 years, man.
That's hard. Yeah. Long time and just yesterday.
And
yeah.
Thanks for sharing, Jan.
There was something in the chat that Rick was writing, something he wanted, something about.
Yeah, Rick, do you want to share what's going on with you? Rick Durling?
Yeah, I just got word that my corona test that I took on Friday is negative, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Yay. Man, just with the virus, we do have a few of our members that are getting the vaccine. One has already gotten the vaccine. So those are starting to happen in the congregation. So
I get mine on Tuesday.
Yay. Yeah.
Awesome. So let's jump in. We really want to be encouraged with this study. Man, how relevant this study is for the times that we're experiencing.